One. Hi there, Good Word fam. It's Tisha, and we have special guests with us today, so it should be super exciting. Alex Mason and Natasha Woods, hailing from Northern Virginia. Thank you guys so much for joining us. You know, we have all different types of people on the show, and I think what you guys are doing, it really struck me. I obviously learned about it on social media. You guys are really doing a lot to connect small businesses with the community. So if you could tell us who you are and what you do and a little bit about your efforts.
Absolutely. So Tisha, appreciate you guys having us on the podcast, avid listener, and really appreciate kind of what you're doing for the community as well. So in tandem, we're doing something very similar. Tasha and I have identified that we have a lot of really good people, a lot of people who are doing very well and successful folks in our area. But we're not doing a really good job of kind of promoting the small businesses. And, you know, as COVID hit, you know, there's a lot more focus on small business and how to maneuver out of here, right? So how do we build our community? So, you know, we kind of took on the effort to, number one, you know, bring awareness, bring more focus on small businesses, and really highlight kind of what we're doing here. Because I grew up in this area. Natasha, she grew up in this area. Tisha, I believe we grew up in this area as well. So this is near and dear to my heart. So I think this is kind of something that we should really push forward. So, Natasha.
Yeah, so it's been really a pleasure getting an amazing opportunity again to just talk to people and kind of find out what their background is and what's led them to doing some amazing different projects and endeavors, from working on books, you know, that are going to be integrated into the school system. So we have like Jay Morris, who's a local person, another local artist, excuse me, is working on a book that they're integrating Black History Society into the school systems, working on professional chefs, you know, Chris Palakin, he had his food network show, he came and spoke with us and hung out with us, and also, you know, just different people, doctors, doulas, you know, we just want to definitely highlight what people are doing because it's all positive, and, you know, just want to keep continuing to, you know, promote that energy in the area, just the amazing things that you just highlight, the things that they're doing, and just bringing to attention also to establish a network of people that really want to work together and continue to perpetuate that positive energy.
Well, you know, I think this is so important, and it's very important to kind of give back to where you come from. And yes, yeah, so for those of you who are, you know, Good Word, have been with us since day one, you know that I did grow up in this area, and Alex and I actually went to, I think, middle school and high school together. And so we go way back. but it is, you know, it is very, very important to make sure that we are pouring into the community that poured so much into us. And, you know, the pandemic has impacted it. You guys are, you know, in touch with a lot of these small business owners. What are they saying in terms of how they're trying to get back on their feet and bounce back?
Well, for me, I noticed a pattern. I feel like a lot of people have been inspired by the pandemic. You know, we have a lot of people have decided after having additional time, free time, to kind of assess things, look at their lives, and do the research. You know, we have, for instance, like the Yo-Yo Queen, you know, Mary, she started her business amidst the pandemic. We decided to do this, you know, to do this show, BYOB, in the midst of the pandemic, you know, and it's kind of just, I think, been an inspiration to people to realize, you know, in addition to some other things that have happened, you know, unfortunately, we've had losses and things like that. It's just an opportunity to really realize that life is really short, and if there's no better time than the present to go out and, you know, step ahead and step out on stage to start that project, that business, that, you know, whatever you've been putting off forever, there's no time like the present to do it. And I feel like that's been a common theme in a lot of the guests that we've had on the show.
Absolutely. And BYOB, for those not don't know, is bring your own bottle. So essentially what that kind of means is be who you are. A lot of times we have to do a lot of hope switching at work, you know, to keep the political peace, you know. But what we fail to do is really invest time in ourselves and our hobbies and things that we really love to do and our passions. So like Natasha was saying, a lot of these small businesses started in COVID. Right, they're really drilling into the passion and really driving that to become a business, right? Because that's something that they love to do. And if you do what you love, you're really going to do it really well. And on our show, you know, Bring Your Own Vibe on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Basically, we're talking about them, about what inspires them, what gets them motivated, what, you know, what really keeps the gears going, and why too. I think positive things are coming from that too.
And I feel like that's actually been exemplified in even Twitter show. And we started doing it in January. But you know, we talked to so many people doing so many amazing, you know, products, endeavors that you've been able to collaborate on and do things with them. And it's just a constant flow of positive energy. You keep getting constant positive feedback, you know, people that are they're saying their businesses are growing because of, you know, after being on the show and, you know, helping them, you know, stay on their platform and being on our platform. And it's just, you know, a constant flow of positivity and just growth. And it's just really so cool to be a part of it. You know, the guests that will come to our show and the timing that they come is just, you know, a divine timing with people that are going to be on right before they launch their project or, you know, what have you. And they're just been so free and open to talk with us. And just everybody has just been really just enjoying the vibe that they've been bringing and that, you know, we've been bringing and sending that out to them for everybody to kind of be themselves.
You know, you mentioned about faith, and this is a faith-based podcast. I do not shy away from that. How important has faith been, you know, for just this journey that you all are on in terms of creating this platform to give others exposure and opportunity?
Oh, it's the root. It all starts with faith. I mean, without faith, you know, we wouldn't have stepped out there to do something like this, right? So I don't think there was anything like what we're doing in our area, but it was needed. So we just kind of took a step out there and be like, you know what, good, bad, right or wrong, indifferent, if we fail, if we make it, doesn't matter. We're just going to walk out on the face. And, you know, we kind of just really embraced that. And that has kind of been shining through. And that's kind of what's pushing us to the next level and to elevate and get to the next level and the next level. And the next level is really just success for everybody, not just us, but everybody around us. Who's really trying to do something positive in the world and bring something to the community.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's so funny, TJ mentioned earlier, you know, you and I went to middle school together. I don't think I went to middle school together, but I went to high school with you guys. And, you know, outside, we knew each other, didn't really know each other. But just having the faith, you know, just the small conversations we had before we started doing this and just kind of how we clicked. And I think that like, just overall come together, just continue to support faith week by week and just kind of seeing how, you know, knowing that the right people will come into our circle, knowing that the right people will come on and we'll have the right, you know, motivation to talk about, you know, the right things and just be headed in the right direction. Just absolutely a walk of faith with every step, you know, and every milestone. And it's been awesome. It's been an awesome journey already. So I'm looking forward to seeing how far we go. So
that's really, you know, that's really incredible and so very important. What have you found has kind of been the biggest challenge in terms of, you know, businesses really kind of pushing through the pandemic and the times that we're in?
I think the biggest challenge is awareness of kind of where they need to go, right? So, you know, in terms of building from the infrastructure, a lot of people have great ideas, but sometimes they need a little bit of help with the marketing piece or something like that, or kind of getting out there, exposing themselves a little bit, or, you know, creating websites, or, you know, what's the next step? Where should I go, and how can I reach more people, you know? So, again, it's another reason, you know, we saw a need, we're kind of feeling that need, and right now we're getting the influx of small businesses wanting to be on the show, which is great, and, you know, able to help them, not only, you know, from news, or self-care, self-love, you know, promotion of small businesses, you know, marketing, you know, we're kind of on a full gamut within an hour. So we're able to kind of help something that they've needed for a long time and they're very grateful.
In terms of faith, because like I said, this is a faith-based podcast, you know, just kind of stepping out there on faith and starting this amid the pandemic in January, what encouraged you? Who inspires you to do what you're doing? Because it's not something that you have to do. We don't have to help anyone, but obviously it's the right thing to do.
For me, my biggest inspiration is I have twin daughters. They're about to be 9 in a few minutes, it seems like. And I'm a single mother, and they definitely inspire me to every single day to do everything I need to do. You know, and I remember, so in addition to promoting other small businesses, I'm one of small businesses as well, of course, on the show. And I remember before I started it, just being just really terrified as a single mom, like, how am I going to do this? How am I going to take care of these people? You know, it's rough out here on your own. You know, it's hard here. But just, I literally remember it. She's just like taking it to the altar and just crying about it and letting it go and letting it stay right there with God, because just not knowing, you know, what I was going to do and how it was going to happen. And when I tell you, I can see so clearly in my life the things that he's done and the people he puts in my life, the opportunities he's put in my life, the blessings just keep, you know, coming, because I just, when I really was ready to let it go and just let it be on God and let him work things out in my life, just everything just started flourishing in my life. Anybody who knows me can just be a testament to that. You know, a few years ago, I was coming out of a, you know, crazy domestic situation, and again, just not knowing how I was going to do, keep a roof over me and my daughter's head, and just, you know, my business has grown. This opportunity has allowed my business to grow. You know, just have that stability and that clarity in my life that I didn't have. And I didn't have it. The only thing I had at that time was, you know, was the faith to be able to reach out and just call out to God and be like, okay, God, no idea what to do. But we made a nice year, what to do, you know, and he has just, I see every single day in my life the things he does. He just continues to bless me. And so if I have nothing else, I hold on to that faith. And again, I'm inspired daily by my daughters. You know, there are two young women, and this is a crazy time that we're living in, you know, and they're watching. And they're watching every move I make. And so I let them know what's going on and, you know, keep them involved. And I let them know that this is for them. And they make me better, you know, every single day. So,
And for me, it kind of goes all the way back to my family, right? So my mother, shout out to Sandra Mason. How you doing? She was one of the guests on my show. She runs a business called Silky Smooth Hand Dancing. And she's been a true inspiration to me over the years because she's very big in this area. And she's a very humble person, so you never know it. And I kind of resemble her in a little bit. You know, I'm a little bit more brash than she is, but, you know, she's a little bit more professional and polished. But, you know, I saw her really go through some things, especially what was back in 08, with the market crash and all that, the subprime lending and all that stuff. A lot of people, including our parents, went through a hard time and had to make a transition. So during that transition, you know, people had to make some choices, whether they're going to stay at work or not. And my mom decided that she was going to make a transition to start her own business. She's been doing it successfully for at least 15 years now by herself. You know, a woman who is amazing, touched so many people. Everybody I come in contact loves my mom. So the fact that she's able to really develop those businesses, be a successful business, my minority-owned small, woman-owned small business, really got me to thinking, like, you know what, she can do it. I have the same blood as her. Let's just go ahead and go to work, you know? And it's a good combative, you're not combative necessarily, but competition to where we're pushing each other to become better. Within my family, you know, I have, you know, three other siblings. My older brother, he retired from the Army. He was a colonel, Fulbert Colonel. My sister, right now, she's a Fulbert Colonel, you know, in the Air Force. My other sister, right now, she's in Colorado right now, doing great things for Amazon. And I'm a business development director over here. So we have a really good root system, along with my dad, who worked in telecom in the Chrome Valley. So we're very educated, we're very humble, but, you know, we also motivate each other to be better, right, and take that next step. And even after you take the next step, prepare for the next step, because we have to keep pushing. And not only just you, your family, all those who love and hold near and dear to you, because we all want to be great. So this is where we're at right now. So now we're at a point where we're kind of building up the community where they can be great. So everybody around ourselves with good energy and good vibes.
So for folks who are listening to this, and again, make sure you subscribe. We're on iTunes, Audioboom, and Google Play, and everywhere that podcasts play. For folks who are listening, how can they find you if they want to get involved, if they're interested in learning more, if they'd like to keep in touch?
Absolutely. So we have a Facebook page, BYOB1. You can contact on there. You can contact Ms. Tosh on social media.
Yeah, so actually, like, I have my own business, and I'm actually a peer romance consultant, so you can reach me on my website. All my contact information is there, and that's www.pureromance.com/Tosh Woods, and my contact information is there.
Absolutely, and I'm on Facebook. You can catch me at backslash BYOBIBE. It's on my Facebook page. Also, we'll be creating an Instagram here real soon, along with YouTube, but we're also on a radio station as well, so rhythmixradio.com. You can rmxradio.com. You can log on. We're going to be on there tonight, 7 p.m. Got that going on.
Another phenomenal pillar in the community that's out here doing amazing things and just elevating our people and educating our kids and just helping us all be better. So, yes, it's always exciting. It's thrilling and so rewarding every single week. The people people get to talk to and engage with and try to interject a bit of, you know, wellness into whoever's listening lives, whether it's mental, spiritual, or physical. We always try to elevate people and to give them some tea and also to have a good time doing it. It's not just me laughing and having a good time and, having a couple drinks. We're also trying to school people as well, just the things that, to help us make us better.
It's funny you mention that. Everyone who comes on the podcast, we always ask them to share a good word. It can be a scripture, it can be a quote, it can be a motto, it can be a thought. But I definitely would love to get a good word from each one of you.
I got one. Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. That's mine.
That's great. That's a good one.
So,
the pressure's on, Alex.
Bring your own vibe.
Yeah,
that's my good one. Bring your own vibe. Be who you are. Don't shy away from that. Go into your life. Don't love yourself. Love who you're becoming. Love your flaws. Learn from your flaws and become a great person. Bring your own vibe. That's my cool. Stick to it like that.
And Natasha, really quick, repeat yours again. I'm writing it down, in fact.
Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God.
That's very good. And bring your own vibe. I think that those are really inspiring good words, and I think that what you guys are doing is really incredible across the community, and I just encourage you to keep on keeping on. It takes small steps sometimes to really make a big difference. And it's incredible that we all grew up here and we're all back. And I know that we probably all came back for different reasons, but here we are. And so, it's really on us to make it better and help give back essentially to people who gave so much to us. Is there anything you want to add that we didn't ask you?
Absolutely. We appreciate you providing this platform.
Absolutely.
This, you didn't have to do it. We talked about this, months ago when it suited your schedule, and you were able to reach back. So that's a shout out to you. We definitely appreciate that. We're still out here. We're still working. We're still going to continue to work and hopefully find ways to better each other every step of the way. So, we're here if you need us, and everything that you're doing, we really salute you and are super proud.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you both so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And again, folks, be sure to subscribe. We're at iTunes, Audioboom, Google Play, everywhere podcasts play, and of course on fox5dc.com. Thank you both.
Thank you.